Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the letter or life. Chapter 7. Practicing the relationship with the author of life about whom the scriptures give testimony. Although a more extensive knowledge about life may also cooperate significantly with life, it is not the informative knowledge about life that gives life. It is the active relationship with the source of life that produces life. The serpent in Eden, which presented itself to Adam and Eve, attempted to blind humankind with the idea that life was in the knowledge of good and evil, which, however, also was not in this kind of knowledge. Moreover, since then, thousands of years have passed, and the human being never had access to as much natural knowledge as one has in contemporary times, but also in no other time was it so evident that knowledge itself cannot produce the eternal life that comes from God. The conditions and quantities of information available may have changed since the earliest centuries of humankind, but people continue to depend on the life that is provided by God as any human being who has lived in any previous epoch. Thus, also due to the reality of the fact described above, we would like to recall in this last chapter of the present subject, that the Lord Jesus Christ, when affirming that eternal life is beyond the scriptures and that it is indeed only in Him, did not merely announce where eternal life lies, but He also showed how one can come to Him and receive from the life that is in Him. In addition to the announcement that the newness of life of the heavenly kingdom or the eternal life is found in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ also taught that it is by the relationship with Him and through abiding in Him, by faith, that a person can experience this life and be continuously supported and nurtured by Him, thus not needing to stay just on the condition of hearing about the place in which this life is found. John 13:20. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. John 15:4a. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. So, once a person approaches Jesus Christ, believing that he is the Son of the living God, and abides in him believing that he is also the provision of life from the heavenly kingdom, the Lord himself will instruct this person, in due time and through the Holy Spirit, to grow more in him and the knowledge of the scriptures that he gives to those who believe in him and receive him as Lord of their lives, according to the text repeated once again below. Matthew 11:28-29. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The rest of the soul before the large set of information and knowledge that is in the world is not primarily in the continuity of the search for natural knowledge, but it is in the Lord Jesus Christ and the relationship with Him, this being the leading knowledge that a person needs to understand to reach and choose for the eternal life. It is from a living relationship with the Lord, supported by His Holy Spirit, that a person, according to the Lord's instruction, will be able to deepen productively in the other areas of life that the Lord wants one to be active and established. God's proposition to humankind has always been and continues to be that each person may experience life that is beyond the letter so that each one may continually enjoy this life in the Lord and that comes as a result of a living relationship with Him. Therefore, the practice of reading and studying the Bible has its main purposes achieved when a person reaches and abides in the relationship with the author of the scriptures and when one goes deeper into them under the living instruction of the Holy Spirit that is granted to him or her by the Lord. John 16:13-15. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. The understanding that one of the most essential parts of the Christian life is the relationship with God and with His Son Jesus Christ can affect the whole view and purpose of reading and studying the Scriptures, which, under the direction of the Spirit of the Lord, have the function of cooperating with an individual in the living relationship with God Himself, and not as in the covenant of the letter in which people thought that life could be in the letter itself. Only God can personalize the instructions of the Scriptures in ways that they add life to a person instead of being like letters that kill. For this reason, the Lord also grants His Spirit to be in the heart of those who believe in Him and long to live and walk according to His will. Many people use the expression that the Bible is the manufacturer's handbook about human beings and that it teaches people how to live the life God gives them. This assertion, however, and depending on the interpretation applied to it, absolutely does not conform to what the Lord Jesus Christ declared to the scholars who sought life in the Scriptures themselves. In the world, for example, there are several equipment manuals that are written so that those who buy such equipment can use them and fix them independently of the manufacturer. And this, so that the buyers have autonomy in use or even for the maintenance of the acquired equipment. Nevertheless, in the case of life in conformity with God's will and described in the Bible, the manufacturer's manual principle described in the previous paragraph is not applicable. The Bible is not a manufacturer's manual to give human beings autonomy about themselves. On the contrary, it is a compendium that declares to the creation that without the life of the Creator and without dependence on a living relationship with the Lord, it is not possible to properly operate the equipment so-called the human life. The Bible is a compendium that shows how a person can be connected to the life of the Lord and also expresses the constant invitation that the Lord makes to people to return to Him in order to remain in Him, firmly announcing that a person dissociated from the Lord is not capable of bringing forth beneficial fruits before the eyes of God. John 15, 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. The Lord offers His newness of life through the Spirit that vivifies so that people no longer need to stay in the frustrated attempt to live by the letter that kills. Finally, we still would like to point out that the invitation to the eternal life that is extended by the Lord to all human beings, and which aims that every person may live and walk in a continuous relationship with Him, is associated with an offer presented by the Lord, and not to a condition of imposition. The action of addressing oneself to God in prayer and trusting that He will listen to them, for a large group of people might be the first practical experience they consciously embrace to open their hearts to a living relationship to the God of the Bible, the God Creator, the living and eternal God, and with His Son Jesus Christ. However, surely it is not the first time that God approaches them to offer a living relationship with them, as explained in one more text below. Revelation 3, 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. Since the Lord is alive and present everywhere by His Spirit, the call on the name of the Lord can be done anywhere and anytime, if only a person believes in the heart that Christ was and is forever the way, the truth, the life, and the constant and perfect mediator between every individual and the Heavenly Father. However, the choice of a life of relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore a life in fellowship with the Spirit that gives life, is a personal decision and action that can only be taken personally and voluntarily. In this way, we would like to conclude, then, the present subject, showing below some more texts that present the Lord's invitation to all human beings on earth to receive the heavenly life in which, in Christ Jesus, the Heavenly Father calls them to abide forever. 2 Corinthians 6, 2. For He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, Now is the accepted time, behold, now is the day of salvation. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16-21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. Romans 10:9-11. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Final greetings. Psalms 146, 10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14, 7. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.